With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a move that may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but proponents say they'll be a whole lot safer. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in foods.
For the last 50 years, we have been running one of the largest uncontrolled scientific experiments in the world on our nation's children without their consent. And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry. It has forced several thousand people to flee their homes. Massive wildfire raging in Ocean County, New Jersey, not far from the Jersey Shore. The blaze has even closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway, along with many other roads. Almost 9,000 acres have been charred. More than 1,300 structures threatened in Ocean and Lacey Townships, New Jersey. Also at SRNnews.com, parental rights and religious convictions are at the heart of a case out of Maryland. It's now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's all about the right to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBTQ themes and characters. Tuesday's case is the latest dispute involving religion to come before the High Court. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
Members of the public now paying final respects to Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Saturday's funeral and burial. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures up 661 points. This is SRN News. A report on faith and family life.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that 41% of Americans say religious practices are an important part of their family's home life. Amongst white evangelical Protestants, it's 76%, and strong majorities of black and Hispanic Protestants agree. People who attend church on a regular basis are much more likely to say that religious practices are an important part of their home life, Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only abortion clinic is resuming abortions after a judge suspended two pro-life state laws. District Judge Thomas Campbell issued the ruling Monday. One measure requires abortion clinics to be licensed as outpatient surgical centers. The other requires women planning a medication abortion to have an ultrasound. Wellspring Health Access Clinic in Casper has not provided abortions since February 28th because of the state licensing law. This is SRN News. A scandal-plagued Olympic watchdog has pink-slipped its chief executive officer.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport has fired CEO Jerise Colon. Colon's departure is the latest and most visceral sign of a crisis that began after revelations the center had hired an investigator who would later be charged with rape. The center announced Colon's departure in an email sent to the Associated Press on Tuesday. It brought an abrupt end to a tenure that began in 2019, when she was hired to help bring the then two-year-old center, which was established to combat sex abuse in Olympic sports, up to full speed. I'm Gethin Kulba.
A federal review of helicopter safety around some of the busiest U.S. airports has revealed dangerous flying conditions at the Las Vegas airport. The review, prompted by the mid-air collision in January of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. SRNnews.com.